broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May 31st in the year of our Lord, 2017, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Cosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Last hour, we had a hard-hitting discussion about Donald failing to drain the swamp. We're not attacking Donald. We desperately want to help the best we can. We gave a lot of great solutions, suggestions. We're begging the Donald to reach out to us. We'd love to help. The New York Times lying and saying no one's really willing to help Donald as he becomes more and more and more isolated. But he's giving his cell number out to leaders around the world. Why doesn't he give his cell number out to us? I mean, after all, he works for us, doesn't he? Did you know Donald worked for us, Kurt?
I did know that.
I just thought I'd make sure people know that.
He just, we don't have his number.
Well, while I'm drilling into these hard-hitting news realities, Kurt wants to talk about yoga.
Yeah, well, you know, not only, you know, that, I mean, that's just, an example story. There's a lot of things in the news, like one of my favorite things, of course, is the Seth Rich deal right now, but, you know, there are a few other people picking up on that, but you got goat yoga, Sam. I don't know if you know what goat yoga is, but I mean, I thought maybe that.
I don't
was
even
a
really know what
of
yoga is, Kurt.
Flavor or whatever, but apparently, Sam, you've got this new way of exercising, and it's where you go to. Typically, you go to a farm where they've got goats, and you stretch around and, you know, push your legs out and you bend and do all this kind of stuff. And while you do, you've got some little, they call them dwarf Nigerian goats. In this case, you got 8 people dressed in bright colored athletic tops and soft pants. They sit on foam mats and they stretch around until 5 little tiny Nigerian dwarf goats, they're the size of small dogs, they prance into the studio and their goat yoga class begins. So I'm just amazed, you know, how many different kinds of ways to exercise you got. But they say tucked away in a wooded corner of southern New Hampshire, Jeunesse Farm is the latest small U.S. agricultural operation to cash in on the social media-driven trend. Now, you probably just weren't aware of this trend, Sam, but what this is yoga enthusiasts, and yoga and yogurt, I don't know that they go together, but they practice moves like the cat pose and bridge pose while goats climb around and sometimes on them. This guy who owns the 5-acre farm in Nottingham, that's in New Hampshire, though. It's not Nottingham in England. It's about 60 miles north of Boston, said he's toyed with the idea for several months before he launched his first class. This was really kind of a fluke, he said. Yeah. And he said people who follow the farm on social media had been sending him videos of goat yoga for more than a year. We did this dry run, posted some pictures, and really hadn't thought that far ahead, and it's just exploded. So, Sam, if you're looking for a business for the future, you know, kind of like big industry, you know, here's your solution.
Yeah, because Donald wants to make America competitive again. Now, Kurt, what's my takeaway from this supposed to be? I mean, we're talking about this story. What am I supposed
well,
to?
Well, the thing I like about this is a, a big news piece, you know, kind of the insider kind of guys, you know, they're going to talk about stuff like this. Now, they really can't get down to fitting in on that whole Seth Rich thing. They call that a conspiracy, you know. But these tiny Nigerian dwarf goats,
well, those are safe to talk about, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
That's a great point.
What do they call them, downward facing goat?
Yeah, you know, in other words, your goat looks down, and sometimes they look up, you know, but...
And when they look up, they wouldn't be downward-facing goats. Are goats part of the swamp?
No, they'd be upward-facing. And they're prancing around in the studio.
Nothing like prancing goats. I mean, you know, you got to talk about the important stuff. Well, while that's going on, the Washington Post did something good, Kurt. You got to give them credit. They proved there was no back-channel communications during election with Russia.
Yeah, but do you think it's going to stop all the other guys from talking about it?
Are you kidding me?
Great point.
Not a chance. Anyway, they proved it. They had a conversation, I guess, with Mr. Kushner and some of the Russians in December, and they're like, if there was a back channel, why would they have had to have that conversation? So, you know, time tells. But again, why are we allowing these guys to control the narrative in the first place? Why is Donald allowing the mainstream press to control the narrative? Why doesn't he give a few of us his cell number? And why don't we make the news and just circumvent the mainstream cabal entirely, Kurt? It could be done in about 5 seconds flat if Donald was serious. He could release it to me and 25 or 30 other new media taking center stage radio groups and TV groups and whatever. And instantly the mainstream press would be scooped on everything. They'd be rendered irrelevant almost instantly because Americans would be flocking to new opportunities to keep up on what's happening. The mainstream press would be left to manufacture stories on their own. All right. Anyway, good for the Washington Post. By the way, Kurt, I want to talk about the unhinged left a little bit. Critics of President Trump say that his speeches are calculated to incite violence. Have you seen this? Liberty News Daily piece. You probably haven't because it hasn't got put up yet. But
yeah,
they say Donald Trump's speeches are calculated to incite violence. Now, Martin Luther King did that. They're not going to talk about that. But now they're saying Donald's doing that. But here's the problem with the unhinged left, Kurt. On Tuesday, photos of comedian, what's her name? Kathy Griffin, she had a video or photos. She was holding a mock, bloody, severed head of Donald Trump. Now, why she's not arrested, I don't know. The left is, quote, giving her a pass. Why? Because she claims to be an artist engaging in free speech, Kurt. Yet if a conservative had done the same thing with a mock-up of Barack's head, the person would have been hounded relentlessly, attacked by the FBI, and arrested. The picture did ignite outrage on social media. Now, good for Chelsea Clinton. She said it's violent and wrong, and she said that it should never be done to any president. Good for Chelsea. Griffin released a video later apologizing for the photo, saying, quote, the image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny, she finishes. Now, boy, howdy, was it not funny. But I don't know why she's arrested, why she's allowed just to run around into the free speech lie. I tell you that I believe whites and blacks should be able to celebrate their heritage, and they tell you that I'm a domestic threat racist, not to mention a conspiracy nut, right? But yet this lady can literally have a mock severed head of the current president, and it's okay? Didn't Glenn Beck have the FBI visit him for a couple of comments? The double standard of the mainstream press is beyond imagination. Liberty News Daily calls it the unhinged left. Wow. Any word on this, Kurt?
Well, it's a great way for her and picture taker to get some real coverage. She joked about how, after this, we're going to have to go to Mexico. We won't be welcome in America or whatever. But, it's sad stuff, and it's interesting that Chelsea, you know, came out.
Well, and good for Chelsea, you know, Kurt. We give credit where credit's due, and you know what? I don't know how genuine she is, but at least she's right.
Yeah.
And I commend her. Exactly. We're not here just to attack everybody. We're here to give credit where credit's due, and Chelsea's right. This is sick and disturbing and unacceptable behavior towards not only any president, but any person.
Yes.
I'll even step further. I mean, you know what? We're not just putting presidents on a throne. We're talking about anybody. This is wrong and sick to do to anybody. Ever. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt. By the way, John McCain's in the news. Did you know that guy's chilling in Australia? We'll tell you what he's doing over there in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
While we reach out in desperation to help Donald Trump drain the swamp and save his presidency and create a legacy of making America great again, the unhinged left literally severs a head of Donald Trump in a mock attack. Yeah, and they say that Donald's speeches are set up to incite violence. Well, while the left is that loony, the right, in the left-right deceptive paradigm, is no different. Senator McCain is currently in Australia taking pot shots at Donald Trump, Kurt. Did you see this?
You know, I have a hard time finding an individual in the news that I like to see less than John
McCain. Yeah. So here's the deal. You remember when the Dixie Chicks spoke out against Bush on foreign soil and they absolutely obliterated them, destroyed their careers. I think her name was Natalie Maines to be, and basically she got beat up and they said, how dare you ever criticize a president on foreign soil? Well, we can have disagreements with our president, but you don't go on foreign soil and criticize the president. And that was, you know, George Bush and, you know, whatever. Now John McCain, a sitting senator, right, Kurt?
Yeah. Well,
can criticize the sitting president of the United States on foreign soil when asked about Angela Merkel's comments about Germany going it alone in the world. Senator McCain said, quote, I realize that some of President Trump's actions and statements have unsettled world leaders, and it unsettles Americans, too. Earlier in the week, McCain told an Australian TV channel that Trump makes him nervous from time to time. McCain expressed frustration.
The feeling's mutual, Mr. McCain.
Amen to that. He expressed frustration that Donald Trump doesn't take advice from his national security team all the time. Does it bother me? Yes, it bothers me, he says. McCain sought to reassure the Australians that one day, quote, post-Trump will come back and join you guys. Now, those are bold statements from a sitting senator. Now, why is Natalie Maine's career over when she's just a rock star speaking out her own opinion at a concert on foreign soil? That is like career destroying. But when a sitting senator criticizes the sitting president in public with foreign leaders, Donald's the one giving speeches that incite violence, while the liberals literally have a mock severed head to promote their agenda. And then they tell you that Sam McCurt are full of conspiracy theories. These people are unhinged on the left and the right, Kurt. They're crazy. Well, if that's not enough, have you seen about this Wonder Woman screening, Kurt?
I know that it's a big, you know, movie. I haven't been there. I mean, I'll probably
Kurt,
see it
go.
In about 10 or 20 years or something like that.
You're not welcome, but, my friend.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to wake up and be a woman today. You're not welcome, sir. The headline says this. Cinema hosts women only Wonder Woman screenings and sales goes to Planned Parenthood, Kurt. You see this?
Whoops. Too bad.
You know, Rob Shimshock of the Daily Caller has the piece.
Shimshocked, yeah.
But a New York cinema announced that they will only have women-only screenings. Anyway, Mark Dice, that's the guy that mocks them oftentimes in videos, said, you guys are just catering to the mentally ill, aren't you? But I look at this, and I go, wow, that's what's really going on, Kurt. They got women-only screenings. They're going to put all proceeds to Planned Parenthood. And it's a women-only, Wonder Woman-only screening. Now, what if we had a man-only event?
Yeah. Try that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just beyond imagination what's going on here. And now we can't defund Planned Parenthood at the government because the Republicans have no intestinal fortitude here. But then they can literally have cinemas and theaters raise money for Planned Parenthood on top of all they're getting from the forced tax payers' dues, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, did you hear about the poor innocence farmer? This is not a joke about a farmer, folks. This is dead serious. The Attorney General chairman demands that the Department of Justice drop $2.8 million case against innocent farmer. Do you know what the farmer did, Kurt? Have you seen this story?
I think I remember this story. I think the guy... You know, he moved some dirt around on his ground or something like that, you know.
Well, yeah, he plowed his land.
Yeah. Well, criminal.
Now, you're not allowed to plow your land like that, Kurt. That's the problem here. House Agriculture Chairman Mike Conway and House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlett are pressuring Attorney General Jeff Sessions to stop the abuse. Drop all charges against the innocent farmer. Boy, is that the right thing to do, Kurt.
Yep, he plowed the field.
Now, how do we get these leaders who are pressuring Jeff Sessions to become part of the Freedom Coalition, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. You're talking about a California story, and basically
the California
this,
farmer that dared to plow his property.
Yeah, that's right. There's a judge basically. They want $2.8 million in civil penalties. This guy owns a nursery in near Modesto, California. He bought 450 acres south of Red Bluff. And according to the court documents, he planned to grow wheat there. I mean, imagine that. Because the property, they say, has numerous swales and wetlands, he hired a consulting firm to map out areas on the property that were not to be plowed because they were part of the drainage for Coyote and Oat Creeks and were considered waters of the United States. That's where we get into a problem. The one guy conceded that some of the wetlands were plowed, but they were not significantly damaged. He said the ground was plowed to a depth of 4 inches to 7 inches. The Army didn't claim that he violated the Endangered Species Act by destroying fairy shrimp or their habitat. The wheat was planted but not harvested because in February of 2013, here we are 2017, by the way, the Army Corps of Engineers and the California Central Valley Regional Water Quality Control Board, oh boy, issued orders to stop work at the site because Duarte had violated the Clean Water Act by not obtaining a permit to discharge dredged or fill material into seasonal wetlands considered waters of the United States. Now, I'm telling you, this guy is going to go farm, if he's out of jail anyway. He's going to farm somewhere where there's freedom, you know, like Mexico. Farmers plowing their fields are specifically exempt, they say, from the Clean Water Act rules forbidding discharging material into U.S. waters, Francois said. He's one of the attorneys. However, according to court documents filed by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento, the tractor was not plowing the field. Rather, it was equipped with a ripper with 36-inch ripper shanks that dug an average of 10 inches deep into the soil. Oh, man, it's like raping the earth. Also, the U.S. attorney alleges that he ripped portions of the property that included wetland areas.
Wait. Portions of the property or portions
of
his property?
Well, remember, it's only his if they tell him it is, if he keeps paying those property taxes, you know, Sam? Anyway, the bottom line is this guy is, well, he might even be an immigrant, but I bet he thinks, what happened to the country I immigrated to, you know?
There you have it. But I look at this example. Where's Donald?
Yep, good point.
Where are the people that could make a difference on this?
Yeah.
As far as I understand, they're not even anywhere to be found, Kurt.
There's so many stories like this as well. You know, it's sad to hear.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. In a stark departure from the actions of the past two administrations, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson decided not to host an event celebrating the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Instead, he opted to participate in Operation Rolling Thunder. That's the Memorial Day event where bikers from around the country come to D.C. by the thousands to honor America's military and the country's POWs and MIAs. Tillerson did issue a respectful statement about the Muslim holy month. The Philippines has a large Muslim population, particularly in its southern islands. Now, ISIS has used a leader in that area it has designated as a commander to put together a group of gunmen who have essentially taken control of one city. The group has managed to resist the efforts of the Philippine Army to dislodge the cell. Local fighters have received support from ISIS militants from other countries, such as Indonesia and Malaysia. They're returning to the Middle Eastern battlefields. This activity reflects a growing concern that ISIS continues to expand. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, WorldAffairsBrief.com. When it comes to books, videos, health food, and natural products, please do business with the good guys today. Phone-in orders available by calling 877-817-9829 or purchase online at thepowermall.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, on your radio. All right, I don't know if you know, Kurt, but there's a college in New York. It's called Hunter College. Are you familiar with this?
Nope.
All right, Hunter College. So they say students at a university will have a chance to take a class titled The Abolition of Whiteness, all while knocking out a political science requirement, Kurt. I guess 15 out of 25 seats in the class were already taken at the when they captured the screenshot.
Ooh.
And anyway, the bottom line is it's an abolish whiteness class, Kurt. Funded by your tax dollars. So Donald says we're going to have changes in the education industry. For decades, the Republicans have been saying we're going to get rid of the education department. But you and I continue to fund this stuff, Kurt. It's an abolish whiteness class.
Yeah.
And you can knock out part of your political science requirements and such like that if you take it.
Oh, you can knock out.
I mean, it's beyond imagination. It fulfills political science requirement at Hunter College. Wow. It's just amazing. All right, Kurt. No wonder my brain just can't handle this stuff, maybe. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. Anyway, I just find, this story about this. If you're really tired, Sam, they say your brain will eat itself. Now, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a scary picture, I guess, but it's a good reason to take a nap, I suppose, you know. That's the headlines from the NewYorkPost.com. Leah Bitsky as the writer. Your brain may eat itself when you're overtired, according to a study. And brain food, they say, isn't always a good thing. Sleep deprivation actually causes the brain to feed off of neurons and synaptic connections. That's a new study that they published in the Journal of Neuroscience. Yeah. In other words, when you don't get enough sleep, your brain starts to eat itself. This author says, yum. Neuroscientist Michelle Bellesi, she's from the well, I should probably shouldn't say she, but anyway, from the March Polytechnic University in Italy, led a study examining the brain's response to poor sleep habits using well-rested and overtired mice. So the well-rested mice had little T-shirts that said WR on them. The overtired was OT on their mice. This is according to Science Alert. Groups of mice in the study were given varying amounts of sleep, ranging from a solid 8 hours to being forced to stay awake for 5 straight days. during sleep.
Just us whacked out, man. You know, what are we doing this with our tax dollars, Kurt?
Probably, yes, Sam. I mean, this
so
is
we're
money
fund,
well spent.
You know, abolish whiteness, and we're going to go ahead and fund, you know, finding out if your brain's getting eaten. Maybe
mice.
These people's brains are already gone, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. There's something you have called glial
cells. Don't worry, my fellow
cells,
Americans. Sam. Donald's going to drain the swamp.
Or they call them astrocytes, and that's C-Y-T-E-S. They clear the brain of synapses to rejuvenate the brain. Another cell is also at work when you're snoozing. Yeah, you wonder what cells are work when they're snoozing. The microglial cells destroy old and worn-out cells via a process called phagocytosis. But anyway, they say it's what it means is to devour in Greek.
Kurt, you're not allowed to say phago. What are you doing? I mean, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I know, Sam, but this is a science story.
You're supposed to say phago. Come on, Kurt.
They say a scary 40% of Americans sleep 6 hours or less a day.
Yeah.
That's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who I would probably add, they got little guys out there all checking how long you sleep, and this is how they figure it out. By the way, that means that 40.6 million adult brains are potentially gobbling themselves up.
So
if you weren't worried about something else, Sam.
Worry about my brain eating itself. Don't need to worry about, like,
the Federal
like
Reserve, the IRS, none of
like
that stuff. You got this one to be worried about.
All right, well, thank Lee. What's this guy's name? Bitsky?
Yeah,
Bitsky,
we appreciate
writing the piece.
Yeah,
thanks, Lee.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Now.
Yeah.
I guess Planned Parenthood executives are in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, they're after some cash, Sam.
Well, the Washington Times wrote this piece, right?
I think that's right.
And they're joking, Kurt. They're just having fun. You know what they joked about?
I thought it was joking about ripping parts of the body.
Well, just decapitating fetuses' heads. It's in a new video.
Yeah. That would be babies. Right?
So you got Planned Parenthood joking about decapitating fetuses. They also admitted to altering abortion procedures to preserve fetal organs. They also said clinics have a financial incentive to sell human tissue. That's all according to an undercover video that was released on Thursday.
Wow.
The 3-minute video was recorded at an annual Abortion Federation meeting by pro-life investigators, Kurt.
Man, that's rough stuff, Sam. There's some weird things you could... that joke that lady thought was a joke about, you know, Trump's head on it, you know, that was pretty rough. But this is pretty rough, too. Jokes about cutting off the heads of babies, that's pretty rough.
Now, the Republicans are too busy, though, not able to abolish the Planned Parenthood funding. Never mind the videos, never mind reality, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they joked about it, and they admitted to altering these procedures to preserve fetal organs, and they said clinics have a financial incentive to sell human tissue, and this is all in a new undercover video.
Yeah, now the release of the video comes as this pro-life guy faces 15 felony counts in California.
Wow.
Because he dared to expose this thing, Kurt. Now, some people think the First Amendment should apply equally whether you're pro-life or pro-death, Kurt. They call it pro-choice. I don't. Now, congressional Republicans have promised to defund Planned Parenthood. But I don't see it, Kurt. I don't see any defunding going on, do you?
Well, they still got way too much money, if you ask me. If they're doing this kind of stuff, you know.
Well, there you have it. Now, how much have you heard about that in the mainstream press, Kurt?
Yeah, well, it's a Washington Times piece, but like you say, if it doesn't get picked up and talked about and brought forward, then it just kind of dies.
On the vine.
Yeah. But anyway.
Kind of dies like the babies we're talking about.
Yeah. Do you know what a calvarium is, Sam?
No.
In this story, they talk about the one lady says, you know, sometimes she'll tell me she wants brain, and we'll leave the calvarium till last and then try to basically take it or actually, catch everything and even keep it separate from the rest of the tissue so it doesn't get lost. I mean, these are pretty... I just can't understand this kind of thinking, Sam. It says the National Director of Planned Parenthood's Consortium of Abortion Providers admits that some clinics are motivated to sell fetal tissue for profit. Really? Huh. But the truth, they say, is that some might want to do it to increase their revenues, and we can't stop them, she says.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Call their agenda murder like it is. It's pro-death, it's murder. And then defund them.
Yeah. Well, but people that kill people, those are supposed to be ones in jail, aren't they?
No, we're too busy putting the guys that make chickweed salve in jail. And we don't have room for the murderers, Kurt.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, thefreedomcoalition.com.
All I'm telling you is it's just shocking what's going on here.
Yes.
But again, more video evidence, and the people bringing forth the evidence are the ones that are getting in trouble, Kurt. That's all. Where's the Donald to come to the rescue?
Yeah.
Where's the Attorney General Jeff Sessions to bring common sense to the table?
Yep.
I mean, this is just too much.
Yep.
All right. On the other side, a couple more quick tidbit stories for your absolutely hard-hitting two-hour news update from Sam and Kurt. And we talk about everything, like the Seth Rich murder, the murder of innocent babies left and right, funded by your taxpayers' dollars, literally promoting the abolition of whiteness. Right on down to talking about yoga goats, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this will work. Guess who's going to have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so. C-U-R-T. That's Kurt. C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Planned Parenthood executives joke about decapitating fetuses, the new video, writes Washington Times. Meanwhile, we can't get the Republicans to really repeal Obamacare and shut down Planned Parenthood. We're just going to keep funding that garbage. The do-nothing Republicans are failing. Donald just can't seem to drain the swamp. While all that's going on, Kurt, wealthy New York City residents are heading south. They're leaving.
Why?
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has declared war on the wealthiest citizens in his city, and that means he's going after the people who, produce the most taxes and produce many of the jobs. The mayor has decided that anybody in New York making over $500,000 per year must by nature be corrupt. So he's proposing a massive tax increase on these families. The result has been the beginning of a mass exodus from the city, with New Yorkers reportedly purchasing over $1 billion worth of residential real estate in Florida since last November alone. There you have it, Kurt. It's a meltdown. You want to respond to that, Kurt?
Do you see it improving there, Sam, in New York?
Well, Donald said he was going to go ahead.
Is this sort of like that
do tax
brain
reform?
Eating itself, at least in my opinion, it's sort of like that. You know, you get the New Yorkers, you know, basically those Gadient robbers, the insider boys, basically eating their, you know, the people that feed them, and the smart ones are leaving. You know, I expect that'll continue.
Now they say, Kurt, that Trump appears ready to reverse Cuba deal. Do you want to respond to that?
Let's see. Cuba deal. That would be the deal where we could fly in there now and, you know, stay at their hotels?
Yeah.
He's going to reverse that?
Yeah, he says it's one-sided. It provided great economic benefits to the communist nation, while doing little to, benefit the oppressed Cuban people. It also did not include a deal to release Americans illegally held by the Cuban government. So the goal would be to force Cuba to deal fairly. There's a lot of people that have committed crimes in America, but that are shielded by Cuba, and that's the problem. You want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, it's amazing how the wicked governments are a problem wherever they are. And we hope for good government, honest government, open and righteous government. Yeah.
I just find that very interesting. I'm not really for the deal that Barack set up. But again, that's where you need to not abolish but replace, Kurt. That's where you need to say, look, maybe the deal wasn't good. Let's sit down at the table, Cuban leaders, and solve this. Barack did it wrong. But we need to reach out to other nations. All right. What are these called? Will wonders never cease, Kurt? Shouldn't it be well wonders?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Wonders never cease. The Pope, this is a Liberty News Daily piece, Sam, and the Pope is now shocking the world, and he has endorsed what's called entrepreneurship, or business and work. I guess he was speaking to workers in Genoa. That's a city with a long history of trade and commerce. He said there can't be a good economy without good businessmen, without their capacity to create and to produce. The world of work is a human priority, and it's also a priority for the Pope. There's always been a friendship between the church and work, starting with Jesus, who was a worker. The Pope recognized that a social safety net may solve an immediate crisis, but in the long term, poverty is best solved by work. A monthly check from the state that allows you to keep the family afloat doesn't solve the problem. It has to be resolved with work for everyone. Whoa, that's way out stuff, huh, Sam?
Well, what do you expect? Good for the Pope. Work is a good thing, right, Kurt?
Amen to that.
All right. I guess we're going to talk about the JFK days. What is this, WND story, Kurt?
No, this is a CNSnews.com piece.
CNS News, good for them.
Yeah, and Terrence P. Jeffrey there, this is an opinion piece, but it says real federal taxes per capita have more than doubled since JFK served as president and argued for lower taxes. In 61, the fiscal year Kennedy was elected, the federal government collected about $94.388 billion in taxes. That's according to the Office of Management and Budget. Population that year was around 183 million. That meant federal tax revenues equaled about $514 per capita, or, get this part, $4,121 in 2016 dollars. So, you know, $514 back then is equal to $4,100 at our time. And I might even disagree, because in 61, you still had silver, Sam. You know, so you'd be like 20 times that, which would be, anyway, a bunch. Anyway, by 65, they say the fiscal year LBJ beat Barry Goldwater, the federal government collected about $116.8 billion in taxes from a population of about 194 million. That was about $4,578. Dollars in 2016 dollars, or $601 in that kind of money back then. I like how they point those things out. 55 years ago, they say, when taxes were less than half what they are now per capita and consumed a smaller share of the economy, President Kennedy, a Democrat, believed Americans deserved a better deal. Yeah. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, he's right on target. And now they say the federal tax burden is greater per worker now than it is per capita. Back in 65, federal tax revenues were $12,500 in our dollars for each of the approximately 71 million who had a job. In 2016, anyway, the numbers are just skyrocketing, Sam. This guy says...
Yeah, just ask those wealthy folks in New York, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, America says... he says America has too much government and too much taxation. We need to cut them both. Amen to that. Terrence P. Jeffrey.
Terrence is
editor-in-chief.
Right.
Editor-in-chief.
But do you think they're going to get it done, Kurt? You have a lot of faith?
No, but it's nice to hear Terrence talk about it. You know, maybe somebody...
We can pray for answers. Well, the more ridiculous it gets, the better it is for everyone, Kurt. Is that what they're saying?
Well, you're talking about this Tom Woods thing. You know, he says, you got this temporary assistant professor. Anyway, this is at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. We were over there, but this is a professor of math. Person's name is Piper Heron, and they're urging white heterosexual men to step down from their positions. This lady writes in a recent blog post, "Not to alarm you, but I probably want you to quit your job, or at least take a demotion. Statistically speaking, you are probably taking up room that should go to someone else. If you're a white man, meaning you identify as male and you were assigned male at birth..." Who assigned you that, by the way? "You almost certainly should resign from your position of power," she says. "That's right, please quit. Too difficult? Well, as a first step, at least get off your hiring committee, your curriculum committee, and make sure you're replaced by a woman of color or a trans person. Don't have any in your department? How shocking, she says. And then if you are on a hiring committee and you are looking at applicants and you see a stellar white male applicant, think long and hard about whether your department needs another white man. A lack of women of color or trans people in mathematics department may have a little something to do with how few people earn PhD degrees every year. And by the way, Sam, just so you know, in the 40-year period starting in 1973, there were only 66 black women that earned doctoral degrees in physics. And there were 22,172 white men that did. So this is just definitely unfair. She goes on, my math skills tell me that this, as opposed to a sinister conspiracy, may help explain the prevalence of white men in physics departments. I mean, you know, the same lady could certainly look at the NBA and go, something's wrong here. But anyway, she continues. She says, of course, one could also dig up statistics on Asian Americans in physics and mathematics, where they vastly outperform whites. The number of Asian American students earning a 750 or above on the math SAT is twice that of whites. That's unfair, I guess, huh, Sam? Even though whites outnumber Asians by a factor of 10. Ooh, not fair. I bet it's because they eat too much Chinese food. Back to the article.
How dare you? What are you? I can't believe this guy.
The idea that academic departments are engaged in a campaign to keep their members entirely white is one of those deluded, fact-free propositions believed by the hard left. That's what Tom Woods says. But anyway, it's just some more crazy stuff out there, Sam. And
Tom Woods,
this is
spot
from a
on.
PhD.
Once again, Harvard graduate, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
One of them white male Harvard graduates going on. By the way, Harvard was that slavery university. Remember that, too. Just saying. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Show notes and archives will be up in mere seconds. LibertyRoundtable.com. We need your support in every way, including financial. Donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but it's going to take a lot of hard work and good, honest, moral Americans. This nation shall endure.